Dozens of people gathered in front of the Bradford Leisure Center Saturday night to show their support for Ukraine with a flag-raising and prayer ceremony. Mayor Rob Keffer was joined by members of council and York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson to speak out on the actions of Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as members of the Ukrainian community and supportive neighbors. The town of Bradford West Gwillimbury has a strong and vibrant Ukrainian-Canadian community, said Mayor Rob Keffer, noting that many families who immigrated to the Holland Marsh and worked hard to help establish the soup and salad bowl of Canada. Tonight, the independence of the Ukraine is at risk because of Vladimir Putin and his unhinged view of the world, said the mayor. Oksana Kobzer of the Ukrainian community of Bradford, UCB, was thankful for the community's support. Thank you for standing with Ukraine, said Kobzer. Putin's attempt to redraw the map of Europe may still lead to the most devastating conflict of the country since World War II. Davidson read an email from a constituent named Maria, who is currently in Kyiv, the capital of the Ukraine. The email outlined all that has transpired over the past 2 days, and highlighted the incredible fight the Ukrainians have put up to save their country. Today was a very difficult day for Ukraine. Heavy fights were conducted along the border of Ukraine. We were able to push back the Russians almost everywhere. They had huge losses in troops, more than 2,800 in less than 2 days, more than Russia has ever had in its independent days. Russia also lost 80 tanks, 10 airplanes, 516 armored vehicles, and 7 helicopters. Last night, Russian paratroopers were trying to capture the Kyiv airport, but it didn't succeed. After 5 hours of fight, the Ukrainian army was able to take back control, Maria explained in the email. Today at 4 a.m., Kyiv was hit by 24 missiles fired from Belarus. Heavy fights were on the outskirts of Kyiv, but the Russians didn't break through. We wouldn't let them. The email goes on to share her worries over the possibility of a nuclear cloud over Ukraine and European Union, EU. But we are fighting very hard. We only need to hold for another 1 or 2 days, read the email. Maria expresses hope that the EU and North America will send more arms to Ukraine. We just don't have enough, she wrote to Davidson. Maria says there are currently no food shortages in Ukraine, and pharmacies are still open with limited hours. They still have electricity, water and internet, but no access to banks. We are holding on. Please pray for us. Davidson will be headed to Ottawa tomorrow, where he and his colleagues will do everything we can to punish the Putin regime for his illegal actions. Councillor Jonathan Scott expressed his support and sympathy for the Ukraine, a country that values democracy and human rights. He referenced Ukraine's national anthem that says, "Ukraine is not yet dead, nor its freedom, nor its liberty, nor its glory." This is a country that has withstood dictators for thousands of years and, in the last century, withstood the Nazi invasion and Soviet occupation, and wants nothing more than to be free, said Scott. Scott supported the idea of closing Canada's airspace to Russian flights, and making sure there are consequences for this unprovoked, unwarranted, illegal war that is already seeing war crimes across Ukraine. Councillor Peter Dyke, who is of Ukrainian descent, condemned the actions of Putin and his regime. Dyke's parents and grandparents immigrated to Canada who lived and worked in the Holland Marsh. I am so proud to hold this flag up, he said, clutching onto the blue and yellow pennant. This is a real tragedy to see this Putin come into our Ukraine. Tonight we are going to raise this flag and our hearts. And hopefully Putin leaves Ukraine and this comes to an end. Wave the flag high tonight. Yuen Jun stood by the flagpole with her Ukrainian daughter-in-law, Andrea Ivanka. Un is from Cambodia, which she fled during war. She said she admires the heroism of the Ukrainian people. Waking up to the news of Russia's attack on Ukraine Thursday morning hits home, said Ivanka. The fact that we are all here gathered around the world, standing for Ukraine, this matters. Putin out, Slava Ukraini. Ukraine became a sovereign republic in 1991, when the country's parliament adopted the Act of Declaration of Independence, on August 24 after decades as a state within the Soviet Union. Every August, the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury commemorates the anniversary with a flag-raising ceremony and celebration in downtown Bradford. This past summer, the community celebrated the 30th anniversary of Ukraine's independence. We are Ukraine's friend. We will do what we can. We do realize democracy is important, Democracy is what Canada has, and when a country is on the verge of losing its independence, we have to do whatever we can, said the mayor. After the flag raising, the mayor invited residents to raise the light on their phones in the air, as the group joined in Ukrainian song.